It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 925.
Happy Thursday, Gronks. What's going on, JJ?
I've been feeling good. I've been doing a lot of writing. You know, you don't realize how much is in your head until you're like, you know what, I'm just going to write down my thoughts.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need some more pages here.
How many pages?
Well, it was annoying because I wanted to be able to see all my thoughts in one thing. So I had to start sort of tearing off the pages so I could sort of assemble them on a table.
And what was the vibe? Was it something out of the Matrix? Like you just were working your magic? Investigation show where they're pinning shit on the board and going, I think we got this criminal.
Yeah, a little mind mappy. No, it's very much like consolidation. Think about 2020, how many things have been happening. And so I was just going through and saying, okay, what do I need to do? It's a mix between a to-do list and shit that I want to get done. I mean, the thing is that over the break, I feel like there's a sense that you want to switch off. But yes. I haven't had a time where I've properly done that. I've always sort of ended up coming up with some sort of strategy or spending an hour a day doing something.
Usually it can come from a bit of desperation though. I was telling, you know, like I think for us, we've had some harder Christmas breaks, meaning mind is still thinking about the problems we're trying to solve. And we were talking about problem solving yesterday. It's like when it actually is a serious issue, like trying to start a new business, it's real. And so very hard to just switch off when you know you got to come back to it. And so this year I feel like there is the opportunity. That is the difference. I think every year there's probably an opportunity, whether you sort of go, it's hard or not.
Seems irresponsible though, to a certain degree.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like this year we have a real opportunity to switch off. To be honest, going to Sydney for Christmas, I'm vibing just from texts to friends in Sydney. There's a lot of empathy for us Melbournians. Oh, really?
So you're going to...
You know, like, it's been tough for you guys. And it's like, mate, I'm fucking... Yeah, I'm going to lap it up. I'm just going to be... You know, it was tough the 7 months. It was like just, I've come back from war.
Just in tears.
Locked up.
Just passing in the Toblerone. Yeah. turned around on the Toblerone yesterday. I noticed that you went really hard and then you're like, oh, they could advertise one day. And then you're like, but they are a bit yummy. It's like they get in your teeth, but they are yummy. Let's admit that Toblerone aren't going to be doing a deal with us.
You know, my problem with all chocolates is that you've got a love-hate relationship. So I'm not the guy that doesn't like chocolate. My problem is I fucking like all chocolate. Crappy dark chocolate, I'll eat it. Cooking chocolate, I'll fucking eat it if it's in the house. The best chocolate around, I'll eat that too. But everything in between, I'm eating that as well. Yeah. And so you see where I throw shade, but it's just disgust at myself that is a guy that likes every chocolate.
Well, talking about the shit chocolate, it's very much related to Christmas. Coin chocolate, the chocolate that you get in the coin.
Worst.
It's the worst, but I'll eat it. I'll smash it.
The worst.
Yeah. I'll get sick. I'll feel like it's sort of like Hershey's, American Hershey's chocolate. Not good. Sort of tastes like off milk, like vomit. Don't you think?
Mate, I rate it over coin chocolate. I tell you who's given coin chocolate. Kids with no sophistication, no palate. It's all they taste is the sugar. They think it's white. It's not black to them. It's white. It's not brown. It's fucking sugar color.
Yeah, it is. It is a bit. It is a bit off. But no, this is the first time in over the last nearly 3 years on January 16, it'll be our third birthday. And so
Put that in the calendar, please.
But we have decided that from the 18th of December, we'll be taking a break from the Daily Talk Show.
You going to clap it in?
I can. Do you want to?
That's the sound of a sleeping baby. That's going to put me to sleep. No. So what's that? Like 3 weeks? 3 or 4 weeks? 4 weeks, I think. It's
2 days off, 4 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, and so that is no shows. I mean, last year we pushed through and we recorded about 15 shows before we went on break. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably half the battle when you're trying to turn off, but you're actually, you know, you've plugged a power source up your ass and you fucking can't stop thinking after doing 15 shows. And so you're just spent, but you're also, it's that version of being completely tired, mm-hmm. but still awake.
Yep, yep. Also, the other thing too is during that time, there'll be no social media. We'll be turning the lights off on all of our social media. I mean, Mason, let's be honest, he turned the lights off on our Facebook page, I think, sometime last year. I just went on there. I was like, oh, we don't really post there much anymore, do we?
Yeah, I reckon I've just posted there the most, but that's every quarter.
And so it was a difficult decision, but I think so. Normally, the reason why we're very focused on doing the Christmas and the New Year's is because we recognize that we are the consistent thing for Gronks. And when you know, some people, you know, will be doing different things over the holiday break. And I like that we are typically there. Mm. However, 2020 being a crazy year, and also just a bit of a line in the sand, I feel like. For Jess, Georgie Boy is coming on full time from the 11th of January, which is very exciting. I should actually clap that as well. That's very exciting.
Clap that in.
So there's a lot going on. It's going to be a huge 2021, and so this is us saying, okay, until the 16th, let's get our shit together. Let's have a break. Everyone unwind. So when we come back, we're really fucking fresh.
Well, exactly right. And I think you said it's hard, but there's also the version of...
It's very easy.
it's very fucking easy. What's hard is the dance with your mind about, that we've become a consistency, and also the consistency that it's become for us, as well as other people listening. It's also like the habit we've built out of this, which I've got no thoughts about it not being something we can shift back into. But this year, I mean, look at it, right? And so the back part of this year, we've been trying to get a solid business in place, which what you realize is, I always think there's like probably a 2-year period on most things where you just slam what you need to do. And some people would probably push back on that, thinking you don't need to drive yourself into the ground. There is something about absolutely giving something your everything to find its footing, at least to shape it in your own mind if before it shapes in other people's mind about what you've created. Mm-hmm. And that's what this has been. You know, like literally at the start of this year, George wasn't part of the team, Jess wasn't a part of the team. You know, we were barely a part of a team. I mean,
it was so different. I'm just messaging Bree to tell. Can you hear her yelling right now?
No, I can't. But she's fired up. It sounds like she's fired up. I heard she got her Facebook page back. Her ad account for Hey Tiger, very fired up. The other thing I was just going to say is, us having a solid business means that we get to give this more. It sounds counterintuitive because we actually become busier with the other thing. But when you have a stress of not being able to keep the lights on, which we haven't for quite some time, thanks to Scott Morrison and Daniel Andrews for the handouts, it actually means it's a better version of what we're going to be doing. And so that's next year. It's like, you know, you find it's taken nearly 3 years to get that working, that right.
Yeah, it feels like we can take the break without it impacting negatively. But also, the other thing, I think this is a good opportunity. I know that I've spoken to Gronks who have said, Scooter Derek has actually said it to me. He's like, mate, I think that there's a portion of Gronks that want to get back in to listening, but they fell off the wagon for a month or so, and then you get a bit gun shy. You don't want to necessarily comment, or you're worried about emailing because have I missed something? And so this is a good opportunity. It's like a bit of a, what is it called, like a gun amnesty or whatever they do?
Where
it's like
an amnesty buyback.
Yeah, yeah, a buyback
John scheme. Howard. Are you John Howard right now?
And so what we'll do, this is like a bit of an amnesty. Is that what it's called, amnesty? You hear amnesty people say international. Amnesty International, but what's it, define amnesty. So an amnesty is a pardon. No, that's right. An official pardon for people who have been convicted of political offences, not too dissimilar to the turkey that Trump was pardoning yesterday. So anyway, this is an amnesty. If you haven't listened, if you're not caught up, it's fine. We're not going to judge you. You've been busy. But from January 16, our third birthday, you need to be back on. We need you consistent. We need you emailing. We need to be like, let's get the convo going again. Yeah. Let's start a habit that is positive, like us all hanging out and chatting.
Look, if you're working, quit. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a full-time job.
Yeah, definitely full-time job.
We're committed, so you should be too. You should be too. No, I'm excited. There's something about, I mean, the thing is, there's something exciting about having some time off. To be honest, I said it earlier about the Christmases we've had. We started our business and it was the going just into the end of the year, which is quiet time, Christmas, and it's always, fuck, we're starting back January and it's going to be stressful, or it's going to be, we need to make shit happen. It's not happened. There's nothing happening yet, but we're going to make it happen. And then the following year, exactly the same. And so this year, we're not in that position. So you only get a better version of me when I've, you know, had some time. And you too. You too. I think everybody.
Well, I'll have my bike. I'll be like, I do have very high hopes instead of what it's going to be. I'm just going to rock back into 2021 feeling fresh.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I think we keep this episode short. I think that's it's a big announcement.
It's huge.
Please write in the chat, what are you going to do during your break? What's the reset going to be? Don't tell us your New Year's resolutions, because that doesn't happen until the 1st of December, where we won't be describing them, but we will sort of be giving a theme.
Intentions.
Intentions, exactly. All right. Well, on that note, enjoy the rest of your day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Love you guys.